Praise the Lord, good morning.
Good
morning. Let's open our Bible to the book of 1 Timothy chapter 2. And let's read verse 1 to verse 5. Book of 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 1 to 5. What did that say? Exhort therefore that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and also giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings, and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and also honesty. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who will have all men to be saved and to come unto the knowledge of the truth. For there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus. Let's pray. Prayer, intercession, thanksgiving, and supplication, and giving thanks to be made for all. Lord, we thank you and we praise you. Come before you in the name of Jesus. We ask you, Lord, to bless this day of worship, this day of we are coming to you to give you thanks. Let's give thanks to God for all that we have received, for your good health, for your work, for your salary, for your visa, your family, for the answers, prayers, for the victories that he had done to you, for the miracles in your life. Give him thanks. Let us learn to give thanks to God in all circumstances. Give him thanks for your trials, for the hard time that God is teaching you certain things. We give you thanks, O God. We adore you. We come before you in the name of Jesus. O God, we bless your holy name. We thank you for all the favor that we receive from you, for the answer of prayers. O God, for all the brothers and sisters who follow you, to those who have dedicated their life to serve you, for our families, for our wives and children, for our husband, O Lord, for the ministry, for the miracles that you are doing in each and every one of us life, for sustaining us, for providing our needs. We give you thanks, O God. We adore you. We worship you. Pray now for yourself. Pray. Ask God to forgive you of your sin, small or big sin. Commit yourself to the Lord to repent of it, to stop it, and to walk in the way that he wants you to walk. Yes, O God. You promise and say, Lord, if you confess your sin, he is faithful and just. He will forgive you and he will purify you from all unrighteousness. Lord, hear our prayer, O God. O God, we come at ourselves, O Lord, to repent, to turn away from sin and ungodliness and worldliness. O God, hear our prayer in the name of Jesus. Lord, those who are repenting, grant them favor, O God. Answer their prayers. Lead them in the way what is good and right in the name of Jesus. Thank you, God. We adore you, Lord. We worship you. We magnify your name, O Lord. Hear our prayer. Hear our cry for mercy in the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord. Let's continue to pray. Pray for your personal needs. If you are sick, ask God healing. If you need a job, ask God to give you a job. If you have a problem, ask God to solve this problem. If you lack wisdom, ask God wisdom. Pray for yourself. Oh Lord, hear their prayers. Hear my prayer. I cry out to you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, answer our prayers today. Yes, O Lord, hear the sick among us. Provide the needs, solve problems, give wisdom, answer our prayer. Give relief, salvation, pray for the salvation for your family and your household and your relatives and the people that you are reaching out. Hear our prayer, O God, where there is only one God. But there's only one God and one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus. Lord, we pray for the salvation of all our households and relatives in the name of Jesus. You promise and say if you believe, you and your household will be saved. Oh God, I pray, oh Lord, that you grant salvation to the people that we are reaching out among our relatives and our families, in the name of Jesus, even our friends and neighbors, the doors that you open for us to reach them with the gospel of Christ Jesus our Lord, we pray for them to be saved, in the name of Jesus. O God, hear the prayer of your church today, O Lord. Oh, thank you, God. Thank you, God. We magnify you, we adore. Yes, O God, fill us with the Holy Spirit to testify your goodness to the people around us, O God. O Lord, I pray for the gifts of the Holy Ghost that you shall fill us with so that you will save you, O God, with the Holy Spirit that you give us, O God, Lord. O God, have us all to continue to serve you. Let's pray for this country. Oh God, we pray for this country. Prosper this country, Lord. Prosper all the countries that the church is expanding, oh God. Lord, we do pray that we'll have favor from you and from the governments in this place, in this land, and in the area that your church is expanding. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Oh God, we pray for the rulers, we pray for the kings, those in authority, the head of departments. We pray for them to be saved. Oh God, there and their families, they will come to know you. Use us, use your church, use your workers in every church that you had planted, oh God, in every congregation. Use your workers to tell about you to them. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Oh God, for the prosperities of these governments and these lands, so that when they prosper, we too prosper too. Yes, oh God. Lord, I pray. Let's pray for the church to expand. Let's pray for the well-being of all the congregation in that is in Philippines, in Sri Lanka, in India, in Oman, also Indonesia, Kuwait, Iraq, Syria, in Sierra Leone, also in Australia, also in Malawi, in US. Let's pray for all this congregation to prosper, pray for their leaders, and those who are doing the ministry, and to be anointed by the Holy Ghost to preach your word and to do the very things that you want them to do. I pray for preservation of all these outreaches, O God, in the name of Jesus, whether they are small or big, whatever their purpose, O God, of planting these congregations, let your purpose prevail. I pray for souls to come to you, O God. I pray for salvation. I pray for more people to come to know Christ, more people to get water baptized, more people to be filled with the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. Thank you, God. I pray for victory, O Lord. Hear our prayer, O Lord. We pray for expansion of your kingdom through this ministry in the name of Jesus. O Lord, hear our prayer. O God, I pray also, Lord. Pray for the homeschooling, O God. I pray, O Lord, for those who are here and those who are in the homeschooling in other places. O God, I pray, O Lord, the purpose of it to preserve our children, to protect them from worldliness, to protect them from the danger of this world, from immoralities, from the corruption, O God, let your purpose prevail in the name of Jesus. I pray for the parents to be careful how to conduct their lives, O God, in the name of Jesus, so they will be a good example to their children. O Lord, I pray for discernment for the parents. I pray for willingness to discipline and to lead their children in the way of righteousness in the name of Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Hear our prayer. Thank you for providing all what we need. We thank you, God. We magnify you. I pray, O Lord. I pray for the service today. I pray for more energy of the Holy Spirit on each and every member, that we will be transformed as we hear your word. Oh God, we will be transformed as we see your goodness, as you do miracles. Let your will be done, oh God. I pray for more ears to be opened with the gospel. And we pray also, Lord, that we will have burden to reach the lost in the name of Jesus, to help the poor and needy, oh God. To move on in the mission that you ask us to do. We thank you, God. We bless you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Anoint this service, O God. Anoint it with miracles and wonders. And do new things today in our midst. We thank you, God. We bless you. This is all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's open our Bible to the book of Psalms. And we will read Psalm 98. It says, "Sing unto the Lord a new song, for he hath done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm hath gotten him the victory. The Lord hath made known his salvation, his righteousness hath he openly shown in the sight of the heathen. He hath remembered his mercy and his war and his truth toward the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord. All the earth, make a loud noise and rejoice and sing praise. Sing unto the Lord with the harp and the voice of song. Sing to the Lord with trumpets and sound of cornet. Make a joyful noise before the Lord the King. Let the sea roar and the fullness thereof, the world, and they that dwell therein. Let the floods clap their hands. Let the hills be joyful together before the Lord, for he cometh to judge the earth. The righteousness with righteousness shall he judge the world, and the people with equity." Lord, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, God, you die for us. Thank you for your blood that shed on the cross. You are our King. You are our Lord. And Lord, you came, you died on the cross to take our sin. And now you came back, O God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, you came, you're going to come back to judge the living and the dead. O God, we trust you, we magnify you, we adore you. That's all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's all stand. Lord, worship you, Lord. Lord, anoint the worship, our songs, our instrument, and accept this sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving and repentance unto thy feet. We thank you, Lord. We bless you. We adore you, Lord.
Lord, you seem so far away, a million miles or more it is today. I haven't lost my faith, I must confess right now, it's hard for me to pray.
And Lord, we want to live. Light of the world, you step down into dark.
God.
Every circumstances, we beg your arms, O God, to be with us in the present situations and the struggles, to continue to go on in the narrow way, through the narrow gate that you ordained for us to pass through. O God, look to the heart of each and everyone and support and bless, stretch your arms, your hand, the right hand of power and authority and righteousness, and bless and support, O God. Lord, we need your grace and mercy. We need your God more than ever before this time. We trust you, Lord. Come, Holy Spirit, fill and touch your church. Stir the heart of men. Revive your people, O God. Lord, they will have compassion to go and to care for others. In Jesus' name.
We need your grace and mercy. We need to pray like never before. We need the power of your Holy Spirit to open heaven's door. Spirit, touch your church in the heart of men. Revive us, Lord, with your passion once again. I want to care for others like Jesus did for me. Let your grace fall upon me. Let your grace fall upon me.
Lord, be humble.
Lord, be humble. Come before you. We don't deserve.
Testify about your goodness and your faithfulness, about your salvation and the deliverance and the eternal life that we receive from Christ Jesus our Lord, about the healing, the grace, the support, the sufficiency. Oh God, we thank you for the joy. We thank you for answer prayer. We thank you, Lord, for the comfort that we have received to do from you this day. We thank you, God. We bless you, Lord. We pray you anoint the rest of our worship and the item of our service. Let your name be glorified in our midst. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let's open our Bible to the book of Proverbs, chapter 3. And verse 9 and 10. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 9 and 10. Say, honor the Lord with their substance and with their first fruits of all thine increase. So shall thy barns be filled with plenty, and thy presses shall burst out with a new wine. Every one of us want that what is in verse 10 to come true, that our barns will be filled with a plenty. Do you want a plenty or no?
Yes.
Yeah, we want a plenty, and also we want that our presses shall be burst out with the new things, new wine, the new things that the Holy Ghost will give to us. But if you want these things, good. We need to honor the Lord with our substance and with the first fruit of what He give us, what He increased to us. As we honor the Lord, He will also honor us and fill our barns and our purses. Let's collect our tithes and offering and our first fruits. Pray. Dear Lord, thank you for this wonderful day you give us. Thank you for your people who are mindful to obey you, to honor you with their tithes, their offerings, and their first fruits. Oh God, look, O Lord, to their givings and fill them, O Lord, fill their barns and their presses with their plentiful and good things. Relieve them, prosper them, provide their needs, protect each and every one, jobs and visa and salary and income and business, O Lord, and return it back to Him what He gave even 1,000 times in the name of Jesus. I pray that You will use this money to spread Your word, and that Your kingdom will be established. Oh Lord, I pray Your grace and Your wisdom upon this small amount of money that will be sufficient to satisfy all the needs. We thank You, God, and we bless You. This is our prayer in this name. Amen. Let's open our Bible to the book of 2 Timothy. We continue to speak about the watchman. God called us to be watchmen and watchwomen to do the service and to do the ministry and what God wants us to do. The instruction of Paul to Timothy is what I'm pondering on it last few days. That's what we need now as a church, as a people of God. Book of 2 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 1 to verse 8. Paul say to Timothy, I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at His appearing and His kingdom. Preach the word, be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lusts shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned unto fables. But watch thou in all things, endure afflictions, do the work of an evangelist, make full proof of thy ministry. where I am now ready to be offered. And the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing. Let's pray. Lord, thank you for your goodness and your faithfulness, O God. I pray, anoint my lips and put word and statement to encourage your people with your word, O God. That your word will be a motivation for us today to go forward. Let your word be a light for us today to see the things that you want us to see. Let your word for us today to stir us to be watchmen and washwomen, to watch and to do the things that is needed and needful. O God, I pray that the purpose of sending this word to us this day shall be accomplished in the name of Jesus. O Lord, I pray, let your will be done. I pray, O God, let me a fruit harvest of righteousness. Take this message and make it reach those who are in need of it. O God, I pray, the purpose of sending it shall be prevailed. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Paul, as we know that, he used to give full instructions, and the instructions that he had given to Timothy, it is authenticated instructions, but the outcome of this instruction does not only depend on Paul, who gave the instructions, but also it depends on Timothy, how he was going to implement all the instructions that Paul had given to him. There's one thing that you receive instructions, there's also another thing that when you obey the instructions. Usually when the instruction given, people take it, but some they take it 100%, and many they take it partially. They will not implement these instructions. And when we don't implement the instruction, there will be no fruit as God would expect from sending His word to us. God was not withholding His word from His church. Always the Lord, along the years, from the time of creation till now, God had revealed His word in different way, but men, they did not take the instruction in a proper manner. In verse 1, Paul said to Timothy, I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at His appearing and His kingdom. Here the charge of Paul to Timothy, he put him in the presence of God, and he told him, and he put him also at the judgment of Christ Jesus. So when you receive instruction, it is in God's presence you are receiving it from God's word, and also the instruction that you receive, it put you at the judgment when Christ will come. Christ, when He will come, the judgment of God will be started. This will be the final judgment. And we will be judged according to what we have received from charges. Charge is responsibility, accountability. What we have received, the output that we get in, we have to make an output. We get input from God's word. God wants us to show this word into a good output. So we need to be aware that the word that God give to us is for us, and He expected to see certain things, fruit, progress, obedience, you know, partial obedience, delay obedience, and non-willingness to obey certain commands. Finally, it is called disobedience. And finally, the fruit that God would expect will not come true. What Apostle Paul asked him to do? He told him, praise the Lord. Be instant in season and out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. Praise the Lord. Don't keep your mouth closed. That's how we are the watchmen. We need to preach the word of God. We need to tell, because we are responsible on the life of the people who are around us, whether they are non-believers, they are believers, they are workers, they are brothers and sisters in Christ, they are part of our family. We are responsible to preach the word of God to them. Be instead in season and out of season, it means that we need to be ready at all time. To be ready is not, it means that you have to prepare yourself. Prepare the message. And also to prepare yourself, certain time you need to avoid certain worldly things so that you can preach. Certain strifes, certain fight, worldliness, certain worldly affairs, certain conflicts, we need to put ourselves out of all these things so that when the opportunities come to preach, we will be able to preach the word of God. Preach in season and out of season. And he gave him what he needed to do. Again, he gave him the full instruction how he needed to preach. He gave him three items he needed to do. Reprove, it means to correct. That's why where you have need to put your nose in the life of the people. Here, reprove, it means that you see something wrong. Amen. You diagnose that something wrong, and then you go to the person and you will tell him what is you see wrong and how it needs to be corrected based on the scripture that written in the Bible. Reprove, correct. And then the second item how to preach is to rebuke when you see a sin and somebody is persistent in it, non-willing to be corrected. Yeah? And when you put your hand on it, then you should give the proper rebuke that this person needed for him. It is important to say it because you will be having a chance to repent and stop doing it. So first, to reprove, to correct, second, to rebuke, and the third item of preaching is to exhort, to encourage those who are persistent and those who are willing to continue to move in the narrow way, to continue to move in the direction, in the plan that God had ordained for that person to go on. That's where to exhort people, to encourage them to continue in that way that God had already planned for it. With this, we need to be ready for long suffering. We need to have patience. We need to have self-control certain time. When we preach, we need to have patience to stay on the field to the area that God has called us. Long suffering, patient, we are called to suffer, because as we will go down and we read, as we have read, that not in every time when we preach the people are happy or the people are going to respond in a way that we are expecting or what God expected from them. Most of the time, and now this is the time, what Paul gave to Timothy when he told him, but wise thou in all, it was for him and even for us today. Long suffering in preaching the word, because one aspect you have to deliver the message, whether it is exhortation, it is rebuke, or it is a reproof, is one aspect. The other aspect, the response of the people towards what you have said to them, how they will act and how they will react, how they will fight, how they will obey, how they will disobey, how they will commit themselves, or how they will rebel against God, and you get involved with that rebelliousness. So long suffering, we have to prepare for it. When we prepare the message, when you go, put in your mind also that you might be suffering for it. You are called to preach, but you may be rewarded by a long suffering and trials because of what you had to preach, and we need to pay it. The other aspect, you told them, with all long suffering and second doctrine. Doctrine is the old way of life. What is your view about life based on the scripture? What is your stand? What do you understand the scripture? You must go along the sound doctrine, because not every doctrine is correct. Certain doctrines are not in the Bible, are made by human desire and wishes and dreams. In verse 3, Apostle Paul makes that clear to him why he told him about long suffering and doctrine. He told him, for the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lusts shall they heap in themselves teachers having itching ears. He said the time will come. He told them, now you are saying everyone is okay. But the time will come that the people will not endure sound doctrine. When they will hear something truth, they can't hear it. And nowadays, you know, people, they are willing to hear everything except the truth. If you would tell them lies, they will be so happy with it. But when you tell them the truth, they will react and reject. And he's telling him, you know, Timothy, you will preach and the people, they will reject the message. Timothy, you will preach and exhort and reprove, but the people, they will fight back. Timothy, you need to go and preach and tell everything correctly. You have to live it. You have to demonstrate it. But also you must understand that the people, after you give them the message, they will become more worse. Because the time would come that the people are not willing to endure, not willing to accept, not willing to tolerate what is correct. Now, if you speak about certain topic, people laugh. Speak about keep yourself virgin until marriage life, people laugh. But that's what the Bible speaks. They are not willing to endure sound doctrine. When you speak about dress, people laugh. When you speak about budgeting finances, people laugh. But this is what the Bible speaks. A lot of topics, when you speak it from the Bible, that's the sound doctrine, people are not willing to listen. And he told him, the time will come, Timothy, this will take place, but after their own lusts. Not that what God wants us to listen, what we want to listen. Not what God wants us to eat, but what we like to eat. We don't like to eat the manna, give us meat. We don't like to eat vegetable, give us only fruit. it will not work. It will not work with God. He told him he will lead people, he will go to people to serve them, to preach to them. But what you preach is very correct, but they are not willing to endure it. And you, Timothy, you must be willing to long suffer and keep the right doctrine, even they hate you for it. People after their own lust, shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears? You know, having itching ears mean that they cannot hear what you are saying. Itching ear, you know, when your ear itch you move your head very quickly and you just want to put your finger inside so you can scratch it. The itching ear, when you speak to them about certain topic, yeah, when they hear, as if their ear is itching, so they will turn the ear. They will go to other preacher, they will give them the topic. Speak about that. We can follow this. Other things don't speak. They say, fine, I will do it. Customer service, you know, customer should be happy, but not in the church. Not in the church. Because if you will make the customer happy, they cannot reach heaven, they will go hell. And we are serving God, not Satan. Amen? So what do we do for the aging here? What do we do for the aging here? Some people, they don't like to listen. We continue to preach. Yes. We continue to reprove, to rebuke, to exhort. One day, they will repent. We follow the scriptures. He's telling him, you reproach correctly and the people will turn from you. They go to others. Continue. Verse 4, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned unto fables. Fables, fake stories. Novels. Fiction story. Mix the word of God with the worldliness. Activities. Practices, enjoyment, friendship, wrong principles, keeping sin, intermingling with their holy living. That will not work. So he was warning him about all what is going to take place. People, they will become more wild. He's telling him after you preach and his discipline, you would expect you would find that it will be a fruit. But people, they become wild. But he spoke to him in verse 5. He told him, but watch, and that's where the watchman is, but watch thou in all things. He's telling Timothy, you are a different person. Or you're supposed to be a different person. But watch thou in all things. This is what's going to take place. And when you see these things take place, don't react. Don't discourage. Don't go on and meditate on negative things and feed your mind with the negative thoughts and get discouraged and doubted and desperate. You watch out. When these things take place, I will tell you what you need to do as a watchman to do the right things and what he advised him to do. But watch thou in all things, what he told him first, endure afflictions. Not only afflictions, endure hardships. When a problem will come, say, I am in the right place. Amen? When I preach the truth and people turn their ears and run away. They go to other preachers. I need to endure the hardship. I need to endure their reaction. I need to endure their fighting back, because that is what is written in the scriptures. I should not be discouraged. I should be aware that I have spoken the right things. I need to watch my life and talk to me closely. If I would be pleasing people, you will find this place full of people. But I did not entertain itching ears. But I continue to preach. Endure afflictions. Do the work of an evangelist. He admires him now. When you see this one take place, when the people are reacting, what you need to do, not to shrink in and get introvert and hide and discouraged, and you think that the situation is useless. No, you need to continue to evangelize. You need to continue to go and warn the people. You need to continue to go and admonish them. God will open for you opportunity to preach. And that's our responsibility. Preaching is to warn the people about the coming wrath of God. Christ is coming, sure. And when He comes, He will judge the living and the earth. We are accountable to convey the message to the people around us. Do the work of an evangelist. Evangelize is to start from the scratch. People turn their ears because you reprove them, you correct them, you discipline them. You disapprove their wrongdoing. You did not go on their loss. They will go away. You need to start from the beginning, reaching new people. Again, from kindergarten, start to teach them how to write the letters step by step. That's where the hardship that we need to endure. People reject, but the solution of their rejection to God's word is more evangelism, more moving to new people, more looking for opportunities to once again serve others, do all what we can to find people who are willing to listen to us, who are willing to that we will evangelize to them. And to tell you the truth, you will not find such people unless you yourself be changed and be willing to be having affections, having put to shame, but still you endure it. You go on and tell them again about Christ. The Lord will give us wisdom how to give the word of God, and we must not be discouraged, we must not be thinking in a negative way. The more you see wicked rampant around us, the more God is opening opportunities for the gospel to be preached. And we should not miss these opportunities, whether our neighbors, our friends, our relatives, to reach people who are believers but they don't know the truth. All these opportunities to preach, to reprove, to rebuke, and to exalt with endurance, with long suffering, and also doctrine. Do the work of an evangelist, make full proof of thy ministry. How he will make proof of his ministry, the proof, the meaning of it means that you should have testimony, you should have valid ministry, you should show that your ministry is confirmed, and this will take place only when we evangelize. After we evangelize, we get a new source, we start to disciple them. After discipling them, we have to train them to do the work. After training them, we give them ministry with us so that they continue helping us. When those with us, that's whom we reach out, they fail, What we need to do, we need to start from the beginning. No giving away for failure, no accepting frustration, no. Until the Lord will come and take us, we should be on service, reaching new people with the gospel of Christ. Amen? And Paul gave to Timothy a good example from his life. He told him in verse 6, "For I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand." He told him, I am ready to be taken, to be offered. It means that Paul was ready to be martyred. Have you get the point? Paul, when his body old, when we are young, we serve God, we preach, we exhort, we travel, we go on. But when we are old, our body, the Lord may be using it to be martyred for Him as a burnt offering. Paul was, he died being beheaded. So he's telling him, even I am at this old age, for the sake of the gospel, I am willing to be offered. He said, "For I am now ready to be offered, whatever, for the sake of the gospel. If the enemy want to attack my body and be killed for sake of Christ, I will endure it." That's also a testimony. That's also a good way to preach the gospel. That's what he said, Paul. I'm willing to be offered. Not a suicidal bomb here, no. If God ordained for Paul to die for Christ, they would arrest him and they would kill him, he would still go through it, because that's another way of preaching the gospel. That is how to confirm what you say with long suffering, with, as we have read in verse 2, with all long suffering, and in verse 5, when he told them, endure afflictions. How many of us today are willing to endure affliction for sake of Christ? You know, when people reject the message, they may put us down, they may make our life miserable, they may put us to shame, they may blacken our reputation, they may affect our life even, but they cannot do more than what God had ordained. Whatever evil they will do against us, that evil that they will do against us, God will use it to spread His word also to the people who are far away. So I told him, I am ready. And the time of my departure is at hand. He already made commitment to the Lord. Lord, whatever your will, that there will be done. In verse 7, I have fought a good fight. Are you fighting a good fight, or we are fighting the negative fight? Are we fighting with God or against God? I fought a good fight. I have finished the course. I have finished my course. So he has a course. He has the narrow way that he passed through, and the narrow gate. And he kept that course. You know, some people, when the fight is furious, when the trial is heavy and the enemy is pressing, some people, they persevere. But most of them, I find that they are smart how to sneak out. And you get the point here? They will make an excuse, especially the workers or the those who committed, when they see that the persecution is heavy, they will make an excuse to escape the suffering. But do you think God does not know them? God would not discover their malingering attitude and escaping their responsibilities? God knows. and he will reward everyone according to his conduct. But Paul said, and he's telling to Timothy, and he's telling us to, and he's telling also to us, I have fought a good fight. How about you? I have finished my course. How about you? Have you finished your course? Or you are finding a way to escape your course and you are enticed to go to another course so that to avoid the trouble that you are ahead of you, that you need to face? A challenge. Paul is challenging Timothy. Timothy, are you want to live a luxurious life? You want to people be happy with you, Timothy? Or you want to continue the fight and you finish the course? As I am your teacher, have finished a course ahead of you, as Christ our Lord has finished this course ahead of us, and he is our example. Amen. Tell them, I have finished my course and I have kept the faith. His faith kept intact. When we go through the course and we compromise, we are not keeping the faith. We are keeping the wrong faith. That compromises will not bring us to heaven, but will bring us to hell. That's why we need to be careful of how to live our life, how to save God. But watch them in all things. Endure afflictions. Do the work of an evangelist. Don't get strained because some they reject you. Go to other people. Make full proof of their ministry. Still, we have time. Amen. Till the Lord will come, there, a time, not 15 minutes or 15 days or 6 months. Time is open till the Lord will come. And we are working for the Lord. We need to go on and save God and do the right things. Verse 8, henceforth there's laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing. He's telling him, now, as I pass through that, and I have finished my course, and I have kept the faith, and I have fought the good fight, there is a crown of righteousness. My reward in heaven. And the Lord, when he will come, he will give to me. The Lord, the righteous judge, will be judged, all of us. If we have done well, we will be judged with the crown of righteousness. And not only to me, that he will give me on that day, but unto all them also that love his appearing. Do we love the appearing of the Lord? Are we waiting for the Lord to come or no? We are waiting. How we are waiting? Are you in the course that God had given to you? Or you are in the other way? Check yourself. Where you are parking? In your course or in the other people's course? Or in the worldly course? Check your life. Are you fighting the good fight, or you are surrendering now to the devil? Do whatever you like. I don't want to be still anymore. Are you keeping the faith? Or you are keeping compromises? Are we evangelizing? Are we living the doctrine that we are receiving or no? In the book of Ezekiel, here the prophet Ezekiel, God appointed him to be a watchman. As Timothy was called to be a watchman, Ezekiel was also a watchman. The same ministry. What he received from God, he has to tell to the people, warn them. We can't be silent. Amen? You know, the book of Isaiah says the watchmen of Israel, they were sleeping dogs. Dogs in the night, they bark when they see thieves, when they see people. That's the watchman. When he sees sin, he will rebuke, he will correct, he will reprove. But when he wants to please the people, he keeps silent. The watchman should warn the people. In Book of Ezekiel, chapter 33, verse 1 to 9, again the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, speak up to the children of thy people, and say unto them, when I bring the sword upon a land, let the people of the land take a man of their coast and set him for their watchman. If when he sees the sword come upon the land, he blow the trumpet and warn the people. Then whosoever heareth the sound of the trumpet and taketh not warning, if the sword come and take him away, his blood shall be upon his own head. He heareth the sound of the trumpet and took not warning, his blood shall be upon him. But he that taketh warning shall deliver his soul. In verse 6, but if the watchman see the sword come, and he blow not the trumpet, and the people be not warned, if the sword come and take one person from among them, he is taken away in his injury, in his iniquity. But his blood will I require at the watchman's hand. So thou, O son of man, I have set thee a watchman unto the house of Israel. Therefore thou shalt hear the word at my mouth, and warn them from me. When I say unto the wicked, O wicked man, thou shalt surely die, if thou dost not speak to warn the wicked from his way, that wicked man shall die in his iniquity. But his blood will I require at thy hand. Nevertheless, if thou warn the wicked of his way to turn from it, if he do not turn from his way, he shall die in his iniquity, but thou hast delivered thy soul. Are you getting the point here? Isn't it enough that I would obey God only? I don't need to speak. I am obeying God. Lord, I can't speak. Send somebody else. Is that enough? Huh? Can you say to God, I will not warn them, the wicked person? One time my father sat with me, and he told me, if you want to pray and fast and follow God, do. Do, it's very good. But no need to disturb yourself with people. Because he knows, the people will cause me troubles. This is his advice, because he's my father, he loved me. But according to the scripture, I cannot wash my hand. Being a watchman, what I will do? I will blow the trumpet or no? I will warn the people or no? Yeah. Do you want to live your life closed mouth? When you see wrong things, you would not say anything? When you see boyfriend and girlfriend, you would not tell them it's adultery. When you see a thief, you would not tell them don't steal. Huh? When somebody cheated, you will not say to him, don't cheat. You want to be silent? Do you want the blood of the people God will require at your hand? Let me get the point here. The blood of the people around you, God is make you accountable today for their life. That's what he says. If you would sound the trumpet and take warning, they will be saved. If you sound the trumpet and they don't take warning, they'll be killed by they'll be taken by the iniquity, but you are be kept blameless about it. You are not responsible because you have done your part. But wise thou in all, endure affliction, do the work of evangelists, prove the whole, give the full proof of your ministry. Amen. God wants us to continue to speak. Some people, they say, oh, the wicked, they know what is sin. Yes, they know. Why? Those who do adultery, they don't know what is sin. Those who are sin, they don't know to sin. That's why God washed me. How many of you want to escape the hand of God? Do you want God to call you accountable? Or you don't speak? Master, I don't speak. I don't want to be accountable for people of God. Even they know. Have you get the point? They know. We told them already. Yes, they know. But still you need to tell. Send your hand to tell and your mouth to open up and speak. Especially sometimes the Holy Spirit will come. You are hiding. You need to speak. Because that man, when he will see you silent, look at me. When he will see you silent, it means that you are, it's fine with you. His head become big, his heart will be nothing to do wrong. You give him a rebuke and he will walk after 15 minutes or 15 meters, there's somebody there also rebuke him, then he may respond. Do your part. Have you get the point here? Don't say there is nothing. Do your small part. Free yourself. Don't please God. Don't put yourself instead of God. God wants you to speak what you need to speak. Just speak it. Amen? When you are prompted by the Holy Spirit to speak, just speak it out. You need to reprove, rebuke, exhort. If you see somebody doing right and he is suffering much, you need to encourage him. That's correct. You continue. It is God's will for you. This is another way. That's the correct way. You know, David, what he would use to go to those people who are doing the right things, he would tell them, you see, you are useless. No use of all that. See other people, they are not following and they are better than you. Try to blackmail them. We got to encourage them. Continue the right way. Those who sin, rebuke them to bring them back in the right way. Who knows, they may repent. Amen? We are accountable to preach and evangelize, because if the wicked perish, still God has put us here. Still God who has put you anywhere. Is calling you today to preach the gospel, to warn the people, to exhort them to come back to God and repentance. That's what God wants from us. Let's go to the book of Ezekiel. Chapter 3. Ezekiel chapter 3. Verse 17 to verse 21. Son of man, I have made thee a watchman unto the house of Israel. Therefore hear the word of my mouth and give them warning from me. When we read the Bible and we see something, there's warning, we give warning to the people. When I say unto the wicked, thou shalt surely die, and thou givest him not warning, nor speakest to warn the wicked from his wicked way to save his life, the same wicked man shall die in his iniquity, but his blood will I require at thy hand. Wow. You say he would die for his sin, but you are accountable. What is his sin? Adultery. What is your sin? You did not warn. Yeah? That is his sin. He's doing things immoral, but our sin is not warning them. Not give them warning. Verse 19, yet if thou warn the wicked, and he turn not from his wickedness, nor from his wicked way, he shall die in his iniquity. But thou hast delivered thy soul. If you want him and he not repent, he will die with his sin. But you have delivered your soul. You are free from his blood. Your conscience is clear. Let me tell you something about evangelism. The outcome of evangelism is not in our hand. The people's response is not in our hand. It is in the hand of God. And it is also in their heart to believe. But in our hand, we need to speak. I am not responsible to change the people. I am responsible to give the message that God wants me to give. Not our responsibility as a church. Not our responsibility to please people. Not our responsibility to gather people. But our responsibility to speak the truth to the people. They will reject us, they will go away, they will rebel. That's not our responsibility. If they will not respond, that's not our fault. If they will go away, that's not our fault. Have we spoken to them the very word of God? Have we explained it to them? Well, that's where our responsibility lay on. Verse 20, again, when a righteous man doth turn from his righteousness and commit iniquity, and I lay a stumbling block before him, he shall die, because thou hast not given him warning. He shall die in his sin, and his righteousness, which he hath done, shall not be remembered, but his blood will I require at thy hand. This is very important things. He says, when the righteous man turns from his right way and starts to do sin. Sometimes many people who come to know the Lord, they start to do something nonsense or wrong. And we know they know how to sin. And we ask, have you taught him? No, because he knows already sin. Why I need to tell? Have you got the point here? God says, if you will not tell, he will die in his sin. But the blood of the righteous, which will be on your soul, I require of you, because you did not tell him, Lord, he no wrong. Yes, even he no wrong, you need to go and rebuke him for his sin. And you get the point? How many of you, when you see somebody doing wrong, you keep quiet? A brother and a sister who know the Lord, who as a worker is doing wrong, and you don't rebuke him. What God expects from you? To keep silent? According to what you say here, if a righteous man turn away, and you keep it quiet about it, are you a wise man? Or are you a sleeping man? Or are you a dead man? When you don't rebuke, even the person knows how to sin, even if he knows the Lord more than you or longer than you, and you don't rebuke him, and still before God, you are accountable for his blood. Why we don't rebuke? Are we afraid from men? Yes. Are we avoiding the trouble? Yes. Because they will fight. They will hate us. They may cause us troubles. But are we not be afraid from God who will catch us and call us accountable? Verse 21, nevertheless, if thou warn the righteous man, that the righteous sin not, and he does not sin, he shall surely live, because he is warned, also thou hast delivered thy soul. So he says here, if you warn the righteous man when he is doing sin, and rebuke him, and he respond, maybe through your rebuke, God will change him. That's what the Bible says, if your brother sin, go on you and him, and speak to him. When we don't do that, then we are failing God as a watchman. But wash down all. Endure afflictions. People hate you, are angry with you, upset with you. Bear it. Do the work of evangelists. Give the proof, the full proof for your ministry. God wants us to obey Him. God wants us to do what is right and just. That's the way we serve God. To play safe, listen to me. To keep your mouth shut, it is sin. The same one who is doing adultery, the one who is stealing, the one who is telling lies, keeping your mouth closed and don't rebuke or reprove or exhort. This is another sin that you need to repent of. Even today, if the people are not willing to follow, that does not mean we keep silent. Whatever opportunity God opened for us, we speak. We may persuade them. You know, in the, as we have read in the book of Ezekiel 33, one of the verses say that if you will not go and persuade him, you know, it's not only that we will warn, but we need to convince, we need to persuade the people, we need to do whatever we can so that their blood will be not on our neck. Also, when we do that, we will be giving them chance that they may be saved. Let's all stand. Lord, thank you. We bless you, God. We magnify you, Lord. Teach us to fear you. Let us repent. You are seeing people sinning and you are quiet with them. You are sharing with their sin, whether you like it or no. You are not rebuking them. You are not persuading them. You are not reproving them. God, forgive me the sin. Oh God, here am I. I am willing to serve you. I am willing to do what is right and good, O Lord. I pray, O God, commit your life to the Lord. Make your commitment. Are you going to speak or keep silent? God wants certain people to be saved, to turn away from sin. And your ministry, your mouth, is the mouthpiece of God to persuade that person from sinning against God. Lord, thank you. We bless you, Lord. We magnify you. We adore you. Lord, I commit myself. I repent from my sin, O God. I will not keep silent, but I will give warning. I will reprove, I exhort. I will rebuke in the name of Jesus. I am willing, O God, to go on wherever you are going to send me in the name of Jesus. Yes, O God, here I am, I am willing. I am hearing the voice of God. God want to send you wherever He wants. If you are willing to go and to do whatever God wants you to do, you come forward. I pray for you. Yesterday, when I am preparing the message, God remind me. And He spoke to me. In the year 2001, I was attending the same church in Sergio. And the pastor say, whoever want to go, wherever God wants him to go, let him come forward. And I came forward. And after 3 days, I was shifted to this city. God reminded me in the same way that our life is not for us. We are watchmen. We are security guard for the Lord with mouth open to preach, to rebuke, to reprove. If you will not do it, you will die in our sin. Come forward. If you are willing to go, wherever God wants you to go, you come forward. I pray for you. And also I'm coming forward, Lord, myself, once again. I'm willing, Lord, to go wherever you want me to go, in the name of Jesus. Yes, O God. Yes, Lord. Lord, we need your grace and mercy. Yes, O God. Lord, pray for my brother, O God. Wherever you want him to go, send him, use the mighty Lord to serve you in the name of Jesus. Fill him with the Holy Ghost, what you call it. Holy Spirit, come. Then my brother of God, use the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, I pray for protection upon him. Let your will be done in his life. Use him for your glory, to be your mouthpiece, to preach, to exalt, to reprove, to rebuke, with long suffering and doctrine. In the name of Jesus. But I pray for my sister, oh God. Lord, fill her with the Holy Ghost. Use the mighty of God to go and preach your word, to exhort, to rebuke, and to do whatever you want her to do with long suffering and doctrine in the name of Jesus. Fill her and use her mightily in Jesus. Come forward if you are. If you want to go wherever God wants you to go, come forward. Lord, we need your grace and mercy.
Lord, we need your grace and mercy. We need to pray like never before. We need the power of your Holy Spirit.
Open
heaven, Lord, Spirit, come. the churches, steal the hearts of men, revive us, Lord, with a passion once again.
That's the beautiful life of God.
For other, like Jesus cared for me, let your rain fall upon me. Spirit of your church, fill the heart of men. Revive us, Lord, with your passion once again. I want to care for others, like Jesus cared for me.
God, thank you, Lord. Thank you for your word to us today, O God. Take this word of yours and touch many people's life, O God, in the name of Jesus. That you raise up people of their own heart, watchmen and washwomen, to exhort, to reprove, to rebuke with long suffering and doctrine, O God, to raise them as watchmen wherever you want them to go, you take them, O God. That they will be willingly giving their life fully unto your God. Receive the glory and honor and the fruit that you desire from sending this word of yours to us. So God, bless us. Enlarge our territory, Lord. Let your hand be with us and give us, Lord, from harm so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Ghost be with us all in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.